Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So, people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?"
"I'm sorry,"
said Mrs. Jones,
"but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema."
"Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you." Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So, people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?"
"I'm sorry,"
said Mrs. Jones,
"but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema."
"Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you." Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So, people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?"
"I'm sorry,"
said Mrs. Jones,
"but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema."
"Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you."